December 10th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when you are ill, you take medicine. You try not to miss a dose as every pill works towards your recovery. I am telling you, your prayers are what is needed towards the recovery of the heart of the world. Every prayer counts to restore the conscience of the world to righteousness. If your prayers are offered amongst great distractions, just your commitment to continue to pray is of merit. Distractions are a sign that Satan fears your prayers. Therefore, do not be discouraged. In this war between good and evil, prayer must be your weapon of choice. Most effective is your rosary. People do not see the warfare all around them. If hearts were grounded spiritually, they would see Satan's tactics everywhere. It is difficult at best to win a war when you do not even recognize you are at war. I am counting on my remnant faithful to lead the attack against the unseen and often the unrecognizable enemy. Your prayers count." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.